It's time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
So we're continuing our theme week on animal misconceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're talking about goldfish. Did you ever hear that goldfish only have a 3-second memory?
I can't remember. Yeah, I think I have heard that. Yeah.
Well, that's actually not true at all.
Oh, no.
Goldfish actually have a memory span of at least 3 months.
Oh, well, that's helpful.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
And they can distinguish between different shapes, colors, and sounds. By using positive reinforcement, goldfish can even be trained to recognize and react to light signals of different colors and perform tricks.
I'm going to be honest with you. Whoever discovered that has the most boring job in the world. Testing,
yes,
and training
goldfish.
That seems
like goldfish. Something you would possibly discover during quarantine time.
Have you tried training a dog, right? You take your dog to classes and all,
yes,
that. And it's a lot of work.
It is.
Imagine a goldfish just swimming around.
Yeah.
And you got to teach it colors and shapes. And
it can do it, though, apparently.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Go on.
So goldfish have strong associative learning abilities as well as social learning skills. In addition, their visual acuity allows them to distinguish between individual humans. Owners may notice that fish react favorably to them while hiding when other people approach the tank. Goldfish that have constant visual contact with humans also stop considering them to be a threat. After being kept in a tank for several weeks, sometimes months, it becomes possible to feed a goldfish by hand without it shying away.
Holy cow.
So goldfish are a relatively small member of the carp family, and it's native to East Asia. It was first selectively bred in ancient China more than 1,000 years ago, and several distinct breeds have since been developed. By the Song Dynasty in ancient China, the selective breeding of goldfish was firmly established. In 1162, the Empress of the Song Dynasty ordered the construction of a pond to collect the red and gold variety. She also forbade all non-royals from keeping fish that were yellow, which was the color of the royal family. And this is probably the reason why there are more orange goldfish today than there are yellow goldfish.
Going back all the way to, what did you say, 10 what?
1162.
Wow. Yeah. We're still seeing the ramifications in the goldfish community even today.
Yes.
All right.
So, correct.
So if I really have a yellow goldfish, that means it's more rare then? Is it worth more?
I think so,
is
yeah.
Is it worth like 50 cents?
Yeah.
Is it,
I don't know.
Oh, all right, go on.
Yeah. So in 1611, goldfish were introduced to Portugal and from there to other parts of Europe. During the 1620s, goldfish were highly regarded in Southern Europe because of their metallic scales, and they symbolized good luck and fortune.
Mm.
It became a tradition for married men to give their wives a goldfish on their first anniversary as a symbol for the prosperous years to come. But this tradition quickly died as goldfish became more available, losing their status.
Yeah, just in a Ziploc baggie kind of thing. You know, here's a goldfish, feed
right.
it.
So goldfish were first introduced to North America in the late 19th century and quickly became popular in the U.S. The U.S. Commission on Fisheries received an import of Japanese goldfish in 1878 and decided to give them away as a publicity stunt. Washington, D.C. residents could submit requests for glass bowls of goldfish, and at the program's peak, 20,000 pets were handed out a year. The campaign lasted through the 19th century, and at one point, a third of all households in the city in Washington, D.C. owned a government-provided goldfish.
Government-provided?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So President Grover Cleveland, I've done a couple Wiki Corners on him, I think.
Yeah.
He and his wife, Frances, were known to be animal lovers and had many pets, including hundreds of imported fish. Some fish were exotic and some were more common, like the regular goldfish. He's not the only president to keep a pet goldfish, though. After Ronald Reagan was shot in 1981, a 10-year-old from New York sent him a goldfish named Ronald Reagan II. Which was kept in a former jelly bean bowl at the White House.
That's cute.
So the world's oldest goldfish, which was a carnival prize named Tish, died in 1999 at the age of 43.
43?
43.
That's my age.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yes. According to his owner,
that must have been very well taken care of.
Well, the secret to Tish's longevity was occasional sunlight and being fed in moderation.
Oh, that's those are the two tips.
I think
tips.
That's like the key to a long longevity for everybody. Occasional sunlight.
Yell of a sunlight.
Feed in moderation.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the care. That's the care directions on everything.
That's it. The largest goldfish in the world are owned by a guy named Paul Schaefer in Australia.
Oh.
He owns a fantail and a comet goldfish, both weighing around 2 pounds and measuring 14 inches long.
Wow, it's big.
So he's got to have a pretty big tank to keep those things
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'll say. Does he know the key to longevity? You're going to get those things to lift into, well into their 40s?
I hope so.
Just feed right. in moderation, hopefully. A bit of sunlight.
So I mentioned earlier that goldfish can be trained to perform tricks, right?
You did.
Well,
and I was skeptical, if I recall.
A goldfish named Albert Einstein currently holds the world record for knowing the most the most tricks of any fish.
Really?
Yes. Albert Einstein, the goldfish, can perform 6 different tricks.
Really? What are those? Can you please, in detail?
He can eat.
If you could.
He can eat from his owner's hand.
Yeah.
He can swim through hoops and tunnels.
Uh-huh.
He can play fetch. He can limbo.
Can limbo. Sarah, you're thinking of Finding Nemo. This doesn't happen in real life.
Yes, it does. And he can also play football.
Play football. Like, does he have a position that he favors or just...
He's got a little...
Are we talking American football?
Helmet.
I think it's probably soccer. American football is far too complicated for a goldfish. Even Albert Einstein.
Well, you never know.
Either way. All right.
Either way, that's pretty amazing.
It sure is. All right, you picked out a record to go along with goldfish, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Three Little Fishies by the Andrews Sisters.
Thank you, Sarah.